Governor Cuomo wants on a fast track to begin the natural gas drilling process known as hydraulic fracturing in New York, has put his decision on hold while his administration is conducting a health review that began 2 years ago. Cuomo, asked about the future of fracking in the state one day after the Democratic primary, said he's still reserving judgment.
I have said I want the science to dictate, not the politics or the emotion, and we're waiting on a report, and when we get the report, we'll make the decision.
According to opponents, there's plenty of material to study. Sandra Steingraber, a research scientist at Ithaca College and who is with Concerned Health Professionals of New York, points to a new review of 150 studies, which shows, among other things, that leakage of methane gas from fracking wells is much greater than formerly thought.
The methane itself is a far more potent greenhouse gas than we had previously understood. These two realizations have caused the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change to identify methane as the top priority greenhouse gas, and that's why we're calling methane the new carbon dioxide.
She and other scientists say it's enough to negate the use of methane as a bridge fuel on the way to a transition to cleaner energy. Governor Cuomo won the Democratic primary, but more than one-third of Democrats who participated voted against him, and he lost more than half of the counties upstate, where fracking is a controversial issue. Cuomo's aides blamed his poor showing on the power of the anti-fracking movement. Steingraber agrees.
The takeaway message I see from the primary election is how informed the electorate is. This is a very informed citizenry, and they're decisions at the voting booth are really an amplification of the science. So now this informed movement is looking at all the candidates, and I'm sure the governor's aware of that.
Steingraber says her group does not endorse candidates, but she notes that voters may go to the polls in November without knowing the incumbent governor's ultimate decision on fracking.
All voters are going to be searching their heart, you know, and making that decision.
Republican candidate for Governor Rob Astorino is enthusiastically pro-fracking. He says it will create thousands of jobs and transform portions of the state that are moribund in poverty. In a video, Astorino criticizes Cuomo for stalling on a decision.
The delays at the Department of Health, which are clearly political, have become a bad joke, but a joke costing thousands of New Yorkers jobs and billions of dollars in revenues. Meanwhile, 30 other states, including many with Democratic governors, are extracting natural gas safely, a practice supported by President Obama, the EPA, the Energy and Interior Departments, and many environmental groups. Look, we get it. The state health commissioner is doing Governor Cuomo's political bidding in delaying a decision through his election.
There has been no public information on the progress of the health review, and the official in charge of it, Health Department Commissioner Dr. Nirav Shah, resigned last spring to take a job in California. The Green Party candidate for Governor Howie Hawkins is against hydrofracking in the state under any circumstances. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.